You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
Tuesday. And Sarah's drinking coffee this morning?
Yes.
Every morning?
Every morning.
What coffee are you drinking this morning?
I think I have Jamaican again.
Not sure.
I don't remember. Apparently that was a while ago.
Hey, we have a wonderful listener to thank for some coffee this morning, too.
We do. Lisa in Florida. We got a little care package yesterday. Care package?
Yes.
Fan mail? I don't know what you call it.
A care package is appropriate.
All
it was
right.
Very sweet.
It was. I made my morning. I was pretty excited.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yeah. We'll drink it, I promise. Just have to remember to brew it before
we get
air.
Started. I've been running slow in the morning. I'm sorry. I haven't gotten the coffee going here.
Yeah, I know.
I need to be on it. I need to be ready to go. Yes. So coffee going. Thank you, Lisa, in Rosemary Beach, Florida. Is
Rosemary
that right?
Beach, Florida.
Moon pies. Thank you, Lisa. That was very sweet of you. We are learning today.
Yes, we are.
We learn every day. Two really cool things we get to learn. Faith courses at CPH. I'm really excited about this. This is a whole new venture.
It's a really cool thing.
And biblical artifacts.
Yeah. Get some history.
How do you take care of them so that
they survive,
yes. How do you take care of them and show respect as well for their origin, the culture, the community from which they come?
Yeah.
That's coming up in the second half with Dr. Kloa. First up, Joe Willman. He's senior instructional designer for Concordia Publishing House here in St. Louis. Here to share with us about faith courses at CPH. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Andy and Sarah.
How are things at Concordia Publishing House this morning?
They are wonderful. How are things over at the IC?
Beautiful. It's a little muggy, but outside, but
yeah,
not inside.
My glass is fogged up on my way here, so that's how muggy it is outside.
And I understand Joe has already consumed all of his coffee for this morning. So
my two cups are already done.
He starts his morning nice and early.
I've had two cups, and I'm on my third or fourth or more.
Faith courses. What is Faith Courses from Concordia Publishing House, Joe?
Yeah, so CPH Faith Courses is our new online learning platform. It's a portal for us to be able to deliver Bible studies and book studies for any of our learners to access. So for a church to be able to either purchase or sign up for the free courses and then deliver them to their members, there's a nice group management feature there, as well as for individuals to go on and to enjoy either extra content from our books or to go into premium Bible studies that were written specifically for the platform, that all you need is your Bible and the platform, and dive in and have some nice learning around what Jesus has done for you.
So what is the need for a resource like this, or why was this resource developed?
One of the great things that we have here at CPH is a system called Voice of the Customer. So anytime that we get feedback from customers, it goes into this system, and everybody here inside of the building sees that. And when I say everybody, I mean everybody inside of the building sees that. And one of the things that we have heard constantly about is the need for digital resources around learning. And so what we did was we went out and did some alpha and some beta testing around what that would look like with book studies, with Bible studies, and how people actually interact with this content, because the way that people learn in the church is varied and diverse, and we wanted to be able to create a platform that would work well for most scenarios of learning inside of the church.
So you mentioned that this is both for like church congregations or groups and also individuals. How would someone get into this resource or start learning from this resource?
Yeah, great. So you could go to cphfaithcourses.com and sign up. There's a sign-up form, a little link right at the beginning, or any of the courses that you can go into, you can sign up directly through the course as well to jump in. Once you sign up for the course, you'll create a password, you'll log in, and then you'll be learning right away. All of our courses have digital downloads, so a PDF file that you can download to help guide you through the instruction, as well as video for all of the courses.
So can you give me some examples of what a course might be, or some of the what we might learn in a CPH faith course?
Yeah, for sure. So Right now, there are two different paths of courses that we have. One is a book study. So these are courses that are going to delve deeper into the content of the book to kind of walk alongside your reading of the book. So currently, right now, we have two of those. One is Being Lutheran, and the other is Will the Real Jesus Please Stand Up? By the end of the year, we will have three more book studies out, Reading Isaiah with Luther, which is coming out next month in September, Authentic Christianity, which is coming out in October, and Echo, which is coming out in November. So those three all have digital courses alongside of those as well, with the authors actually leading you through the study. So it's not just somebody here at CPH that wrote those studies. We actually had the authors write those studies, come in and film the video for those. So they go right through that. The other types of studies are Bible studies, really diving deep into what Scripture teaches us. The one that is available right now is Simon Peter, the Fiery Fisherman. It's a study about Simon Peter and all the things that we've gathered from him in the Bible. And then the next one that's coming out this year in September, Dr. Andrew Doss wrote a six-session study on Galatians. So each session goes through one chapter of the letter to the Galatians, and we're really excited for that to come out in September as well. Now, those are premium studies. So where our book studies are free, we would expect you would buy the book and go along with those. The other are premium studies, and those can be purchased either as an individual or you can buy a group license where you can share that with the members of your study group, whether that's a Bible study at church or a small group or however you choose to study with others.
So the content then we would use primarily in an individual setting, or is this something you would use in a like in a group setting at church? How does that work?
Right. So we have specifically created the content to be able to be used in three kind of different modes that you'd have when you're thinking of a group setting. So we know groups at churches will gather together around their Bible study, and sometimes they'll just watch the video and fill out the guide together as they're going through that. That's kind of the traditional model. You gather together, go through a study together. A newer model of learning that has come about really because of the internet and the ability to put video out on the internet is a concept that's called flipped learning. And so in this concept with your group, you could actually have your group watch the video, fill out the guide, and now when you gather together for your weekly meeting time, rather than just watching the video and going through that, you could actually spend that entire time discussing what you've learned. So you've already prepped everybody with the content going into it, and now we can come together, talk about our questions that came up, really go deeper into the material at that point in time. The third way with a group setting, you could, in all intensive purposes, do this completely online. So let's say that you have friends all over the country. You could buy group access to this, share that with everybody around the country, and you could have a Skype meeting or a FaceTime meeting or do this in a Facebook group with Facebook Live, any of that where you actually came together to discuss it as well. For individuals, the courses have also been written with individuals in mind. So the language that we use addresses both groups and individuals. So that time where you might discuss something will call you to reflect on those things as an individual.
So this resource is something that's going to be useful for many people across a broad spectrum of different ways of learning. What are you hoping that that people will get out of this, or that the feedback will be from these courses?
Well, the main thing that we hope at CPH is that anything that we create would deepen people's understanding for what Christ has done for them on the cross. That's our number one focus. From our feedback, we've been fortunate enough to have done an alpha test and a beta test with this in small groups and gotten lots of feedback in the way in which people wanted the content. And we will continue to be seeking feedback to always improve our content, to change it. In the beginning, when we did the alpha phase, there were a lot of clicks and a lot of really short videos. And we realized that people did not like clicking through all of these things and constantly having to move. So we've actually condensed each lesson down into one longer video where it will call you to pause the video, but you don't have to navigate to another page and reload. We also heard that people really wanted to have something tangible to write on to guide them through. So we created all of the PDF guides rather than just have the questions appear on the screen.
How can I access this? What do I need technology-wise to access this?
So this works in any internet browser. So whether you have a desktop, a tablet, a phone, any of those work, and you just go to cphfaithcourses.com and sign up, and it works across all browsers, all types of phones. All of our videos have been closed captioned, so you don't even have to have sound to be able to go through those. So yeah, any device that has an internet connection will get you into CPH Faith courses.
So I could do this covertly, no, and I could do it without the sound. So I could like do the. Wow.
Now I know what Andy's going to be doing later.
Well, that's very helpful. Then you don't necessarily have to. Yeah. That's a great idea.
So you can
idea.
Do it while the kids are napping and not disturb them.
Just about a minute left. Let's say parish pastor, DCE, someone in a congregation who organizes Christian education in the congregation. What do I need to know about using this platform?
The biggest thing is that you want to sign up for a group course. If you're going to use this with your group, let your people know that you're going to add them to the course. You're going to go into your manage group tab. You're going to add your people. They're going to get an email that's going to say, do you want this to happen? Because we can't just add people willy-nilly. If they want this to happen, they'll fill out a little form, and then they'll be able to share that with everybody. Also, for those people, we're going to help guide you through this with a 4-day course to help you become a great group leader.
Ooh, a course to help me be a great group leader. Outstanding. CPHFaithCourses.com is the website to learn more. Joe, this is outstanding. This is a great step in the right direction and helping us continue to learn with the media and the forums that I think we're accustomed to today. You know, this is comparable to what higher education looks like today too.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that. Those are very kind words, Andy.
Sometimes I say nice things. This is outstanding. So two great books already on there and under the free stuff, Being Lutheran from our friend Pastor Trevor Sutton and Will the Real Jesus Please Stand Up, 12 False Christ from the Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard. I have to say the women's Bible study at our church is working through the Will the Real Jesus Please Stand Up right now, and they are just raving about it and totally excited. So now that this is available through your platform, I can see more groups, small groups at our church using this. Outstanding. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, guys.
Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to take a look at how to care for biblical antiquities. Is that the right word? Artifacts.
Antiquities? Well, we can ask the expert.
That's true.
We'll be talking to him.
We'll do that just in a little bit. But I'm going to go take a little online course here with Faith Courses. This is awesome.
It is really cool.
I'm totally...
You're like into it.
I am. I'm really excited.
So if Andy doesn't come back after the break, everybody knows where he went.
Well, the fact that you can do this on your phone, I'm thinking, you know, when you're sitting in a doctor's office or something like that, you can be doing, granted, you could do that with a book too, but how cool that you always have your phone with you.
Of course.
You're listening to Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.